News release. Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. The fourth and final Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League quarterfinal playoff series to begin is the matchup between the No. 4 Timmins Rock and No. 5 Sioux Eagles. Their initial game is slated for Saturday at 8 p.m. at McIntyre Arena in Timmins, Ont. This will be the first ever postseason meeting between the clubs. Only 2 points separated the teams in the overall league standings, the closest margin of any of the four playoff series. Here's a look at the best-of-seven affair between the Rock and Eagles. Season records. Rock, 3-3-1-6-2-1, 4th overall. Eagles, 3-2-1-7-0-3, 5th overall. Head-to-head. Evenly matched in the regular season against each other, both teams won twice in their four contests. The Eagles took the first two, before the Rock rebounded to win the last couple. Each team won one apiece at home and on the road. Timmins did outscore the Michigan Sioux by a 14-11 margin along the way. Results. October 20, at Timmins, 4-2 Eagles. Dec. 13, at Sioux, 5-4 Eagles. Feb. 13, at Timmins, 4-1 Rock. March 8, at Sioux, 4-1 Rock. Series schedule. Game 1. Saturday, March 22 at Timmins, 8 p.m., McIntyre Arena. Game 2. Sunday, March 23 at Timmins, 8:30 p.m., McIntyre Arena. Game 3, Wednesday, March 26 at Sault Ste. Marie, 7 p.m., Puller Stadium. Game 4, Thursday, March 27 at Sault Ste. Marie, 7 p.m., Puller Stadium. Game 5, asterisk, Friday, March 28 at Sault Ste. Marie, 7:30 p.m., Puller Stadium. Game 6, asterisk, Sunday, March 30 at Timmins, 8 p.m., McIntyre Arena. Game 7 asterisk, Monday, March 31 at Timmins, 7:30 p.m., McIntyre Arena. Asterisk if necessary. The Rock, continuing to produce results, Timmins boasted another 30-plus win campaign in 2024-25, having racked up a combined 227 victories over the course of the past 6 full seasons. This latest stretch saw The Rock go 3-3-1-6-2-1. Competing at home, the squad had 5th best mark in the league at 1-8-6-1-1. Away from McIntyre Arena, they sat 3rd overall, going 1-5-1-0-1-0. In terms of goals scored, Timmins banged in 214 pucks to finish with the 3rd highest. Solid defensively, they only allowed 139 against, which was the 2nd fewest. Sitting 2nd on the power play, 25.2%, they were 3rd on the penalty kill, 82%. The Rock supplied 58 man advantage markers, which was the 3rd highest, and tied for 6th in shorthanded goals with 6. Forwards, 3rd-year winger Caden MacArthur led his hometown Timmins side in scoring with 56 points in 43 outings. He matched a career best in tallies, 22, while setting new marks in assists, 34, and points. 22 of MacArthur's numbers came on the power play to lead the squad. Next in terms of offensive production was another 50-point man, Jack Kelly. He also easily surpassed his seasonal goal, 22, and assist, 28, numbers, while leading the team in game-winning markers, 5. Another veteran on the squad, in Lucas Lowe, finished 3rd in scoring, averaging over a point per game with 48 in 43. Reese Liu was 6th in league rookie scoring with 44 points and tied for 4th in assists, 29, among first-year skaters. You also have Brant Romaniuk, who collected 40 points in 28 contests. He had the 3rd highest point streak in the NOJHL this season at 16 games. Timmins was the only team in the league to have 5 players with 7, or more, man advantage markers this season. Thomas Beard, 8, Lowe, 8, Kelly, 8, MacArthur, 7, and Alexis Tremblay, 7. Defense. solid at both ends of the ice in his first year with The Rock was Braden Cyr. He shared top spot among Timmins' blue liners in scoring with 29 points with team captain Tenzin Nyman. Cyr led in goals, 6, while Nyman was first in assists, 23. Their overall point totals tied the duo for 6th among all NOJHLD men. Also contributing 10-plus points were fellow defenseman Ethan Albert, 13, Elijah Poole, 12, Sam Gallagher, 11, and Aiden Trottier, 11. Goaltenders. The Rock's Dryden Riley led all NOJHL netminders in goals against average, 2.39, while playing the most minutes in the league, 1,980. He also made the second most saves, 943. Riley finished second in save percentage, 0.923, going 2-1-1-0-1-2 overall. Riley was second overall in victories and shutouts, 3. Rookie goaltender Graham G appeared in 17 games and posted a record of 10500 with a 3.11 GAA and a save mark of 0.891. The Eagles. With first-year head coach Jeremy Rebeck behind the bench, he guided the Eagles to a solid 3-2-1-7-0-3 campaign to finish 5th overall. They were 6th best as the home side, going 1-9-7-0-0. Away from Puller Stadium, the Sioux went 1-3-1-0-0-3. A 10-game winning streak during the season was the second highest in league play in 2024-25. No issue scoring, the Eagles had the 4th highest tally total, 209, and allowed a share of 3rd for fewest against, 143. Special teams had the Eagles end up 5th, 21%, on the power play and were 6th on the PK, 80.6%. Forwards. The impressive Eagles trio of Cooper Fredericks, Lucas Caulfield and Alex Povorozniak all put up solid numbers this season. They finished 4th, 7th and 9th respectively in NOJHL scoring. Fredericks topped the team in goals, 33, and points, 69. Caulfield, a second-year skater in the league, established single-season bests in tallies, 25, helpers, 38, and points, 63. Leading all rookies in offensive production, Povorozniak notched 21 markers and set up 40 others for 61 points. Benjamin Puglio was another player who performed at over a point per game clip. He had 53 in 42 outings, including 27 goals, which placed him 2nd on the squad. Another point-per-game provider was Tyler Fortson, who scored 14 times and assisted on 27 more for 41 points in as many games. Defense. A couple of rookie rearguards, in Cole Reggett and Liam Watson, contributed nicely on defense for the Eagles. Reggett led the team in offensive production with 3 tallies and 26 assists, for 29 points. As for Watson, he collected 20 points in just 33 appearances. The duo tied for the most power play points among D-men on the squad with 13 apiece. You also had second-year blue liner Gabriel Fisher provide 23 points on 4 markers and 19 helpers. Goaltenders. In net, Jace Noerl and Mason Burks combined for 27 wins for the Eagles with each of them competing in their initial campaigns in the NOJHL. Noerl went 1-6-1-1-2-0 between the pipes, finishing 5th in victories. He was 4th in minutes played at 1,677. His 2.68 goals against average was 4th best in the league. He also shared 4th spot in terms of save percentage at 0.911, while his 2 shutouts tied for 3rd overall. As for Burks, he went 1-1-6-1-0 in 20 appearances. Sporting a 2.71 GAA, that placed him 5th among netminders, he was 9th with his 0.909 save mark. Up next, awaiting the winner of this series will be a berth in the NOJHL semifinals. Those are slated to be contested from April 3 to 15.